Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're lighting up the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending May 28th, 2016. You may have heard that old saying, good things come to those who wait. It sure applies this week, because the big payoff comes at the end of the show. Let's open in fifth place where Mike Posner retreats a slot with I Took a Pill in Ibiza. What's the real story behind this song? Mike will explain in a moment.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A. I drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller, cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes.
Mike Posner backs off a notch to fifth place with his global comeback hit, I Took a Pill in Ibiza. Mike tells the website Genius.com that the pill in question was a mystery to him and that he was under the influence of alcohol when he took it. Mike says he no longer drinks, and he did indeed feel 10 years older when he finally recovered. Lucas Graham sings about getting older in their global hit, 7 Years, which this week dips a slot to fourth place. The Danish band is heading for new horizons in 2016. Hold on for details.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
Lucas Graham sinks a slot to number four with its million-selling hit, 7 Years. The song has catapulted this Danish quartet into global stardom. And this August, we'll see the members embark on their first Australian tour. And no wonder, 7 Years topped the Australian chart for 8 weeks, and their latest album also went to number one down under. They'll hit Melbourne on August 13th, with Sydney following 3 days later. Dropping a slot to third place, it's designer Panda.
I got broads in Atlanta. The lean, the family, credit cards and the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner, legacies, family, waiting to see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey, on the helmets, legacies, family, waiting to see, panda, pocket swoop, Danny, selling ball, candy, been on the macho like
designer
Randy.
Dips a slot to number three with his former chart topper, Panda. On Saturday, the rapper was back home in Brooklyn, performing as a special guest at Puff Daddy's Bad Boy reunion concert. Among the other special guests were DMX and Swizz Beatz. Designer has upcoming concerts here in Washington, D.C. and St. Louis, Missouri. I have bad news for Drake fans. He no longer rules the Hot 100 with One Dance. The good news? He doesn't fall far. He's also dominating the album chart. Hang on for details.
That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Drake retreats a slot to second place with One Dance featuring Wizkid and Kyla. Last week, his Views album opened at number one behind the best first-week sales of 2016, 852,000 copies. Views remains at number one, while Drake and Future just added additional dates to their mid-year North American tour. All right, here's the payoff I was talking about. Justin Timberlake opens atop the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart with Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
Justin Timberlake is your brand new Hot 100 champion as Can't Stop the Feeling debuts at number one. This is Justin's fifth solo singles championship and his first since 2007. It's from the Trolls movie soundtrack. Justin has a role in the animated feature, which opens in November. That's going to do it for this week. Join me in 7 days for another visit to the hit list. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.